And we are going to enjoy, especially yes, since we're back in the studio now. We do not have our digital board. Is that right, Phil?
Yeah, you're not going to talk about that.
Well, I'm talking about anything I want.
Well,
Margaret, you're right. We don't have our digital board. Yesterday I didn't have it, but... Anyway, this is General Galen Shaw.
Excuse me, I'm Margaret Gray. Go ahead. I'm Margaret Gray. Go.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
Can we start this again?
No, we can't start it again.
Yeah, I'm Robin Leonard. And I'm Bud Dickman. Here's Phil Hendry.
Wait a minute. That's Bud Dickman. I'm Margaret Gray. Here's Phil Hendry. You don't want to start it again?
No, I don't want to start it again. Thank you very much, Margaret.
Yeah, thank you very much, Margaret, for carving that a new ass. God.
Margaret, you did fine.
I'm just very concerned about this digital analog. What is this?
All right, you know what? I should never have brought it up. Kill the music, bud.
This call a do it for Manolo. Yeah.
I like this a lot, man.
A do it for...
Fine. Turn it down, man.
That trip lead.
Great. No, here's what happened. I mentioned it to the pre-show audience, and I will now mention it to our greater, wonderful audience.
Yeah, then you got to tell everybody, boy, this is a beautiful... Phil fell on his ass on Friday.
Jeez. Boy, Phil, that had to have been very embarrassing.
Yeah, right, Mr. Annie?
Thank you for asking, bud. Yes.
Of course. Do you think we don't care?
Bud's the first one to ask.
Yes, I am, bud.
You all right, Mr. Annie?
Thank you, Robert. Yes, I am.
What a couple of... Talk about sticking your noses right up a guy's... Right up the butt crack.
You guys are just trying to get the whole brownie point. And when I say brownie point, I mean a big brown spot on the end of your nose.
All right, Margaret, they're saying, are you okay, Mr. Hendry?
Are you okay, Mr. Hendry?
No, as a matter of fact, now that you mention it, I got a pain in the neck, and I think it's called Margaret Gray.
Dick.
What a dick.
No. Sit down, Margaret.
You can't get away. You can't humiliate me.
Sit down. I didn't humiliate you. To answer your question...
Jesus, Margaret.
I asked a perfectly good question. Now you make me look... Now I've got the egg dripping off my chin, and some of it looks like it's partially cooked, if you know what I mean. Bud?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Henry.
That was very vulgar.
You guys...
Margaret, you know, just quit while you're ahead.
I insist on getting up and leaving the studio.
No, I do not. No more walking out of the studio, Margaret. Now, if you want to sit there and just, fume, pout, whatever you want to do.
I don't fume and I don't pout. I said that I had egg dripping.
Yeah, we heard it already, and it looked like it was partially cooked.
Oh, my God. You didn't look like semen?
Well, I wasn't going to...
God damn it, Margaret. Would you just, like Phil said, quit while you're ahead?
Well, haven't you got a comment?
No, I don't. No, you're
out there twisting in the wind by yourself, Miss Gray.
Oh, am I twisting in the wind?
Yeah, you don't want to sit.
I'm going to kick your...
Hey!
On. Very embarrassing.
Hey, Margaret, you're the one that said that you had...
I know what I said.
Anyway, here's what happened, if you're interested.
Yes, this is the whole reason why yesterday we had to punt, as they say.
What happened, first of all, on Friday, you want me to talk about me tripping and falling?
Well, what's the story with the board? This is what she was talking about.
Our broadcast board, we had a digital board that blew yesterday.
Blew what?
That's stupid.
All right, take it easy. Robert, come on.
That's fine.
It blew a fuse is what it blew. We had to shorten our board, and we got a beautiful digital board. And so we lost our equipment as we drew close to showtime. Now, I, insist on redundant systems around here, but apparently we didn't have any redundancy with our board because I had always thought that board was a really expensive board.
Well, that's what I thought. You said it was about a $12,000 board.
No, it's like a $1,500 board. So we could get like two or three of these things, which I hope...
Yeah, I already told him, and it's on order.
All right, great. So we lost our system. So today what we have is we finally pulled the analog board out of our, storage. Our old analog board, Margaret. Now, you were asking what it is.
Yes. Well, and a lot of people want to know, what's the difference between analog and digital?
Analog is like a car engine, an old internal combustion engine. And digital, you might say, is like battery powered. Okay. It's, that's probably not the best comparison, but it's a completely different means to an end. And analog is much easier to repair. It's a little bit more durable, but it doesn't sound as good. With the digital world now, you can take and process sound any way you want. And being in a relatively noisy room, a lot of rooms are different,
Now, what do you mean by a noisy room? Talk about like a lot of
Yes, there's not the soundproofing that there is in a professional studio.
Well, this is a professional studio, but we don't soundproof it as much because we had the digital board. But now, since we do not have that, we're back to analog, so you're going to get a lot of room noise. It was like what I told you guys when I came back from...
Slow down, Phil. You're going way too fast. I don't know any of this stuff. This is all a lot of garbage to me, you know?
Yeah, but General, it's...
No. It sounds like a whole lot... Like Henry's got a mouthful of garbage. You know,
what I'm telling you is like when I came back from Mark Maron's house and I said I'd listen to his stereo vinyl.
Oh, yeah, and you said you could hear the room. It was a very interesting comment, wasn't it?
Yeah, Mr. Henry could hear the room.
Well, what does that mean, you heard the room?
I mean, when I was listening to a record album, I could actually hear the voice booth. You could hear the ambient sound of the voice booth. And that's what new digital technology eliminates all of the noise except the voice. And I got to tell you, there is not that it has to. You can use it in varying degrees. But I got to tell you, there is something that I miss about the good old analog days. So that's what we're working with right now. A lot of people listening right now probably can't tell the difference. I can. It's a little bit noisier. There's a little bit more. There's less uniformity. Uniformity.
No, that's not. Are you looking for uniform?
Yeah, uniformity.
No, it's uniformity.
What the hell?
It is uniformity, or if you will, uniformity. And by the way, I got a card and a letter. I rarely get cards, but I did get a card. It was a postcard, very strange. And I got a letter.
You mean you got some email?
I got no email, just one card and one letter, both from the same person.
Who?
Well, I'm not going to tell you who.
Got a card and letter on what?
I got a card and a letter on my pronunciation of the word cuckoo. Now,
oh, Jesus, Margaret.
No, General. Last week, we were talking about the mental deficiencies of certain people, and I said that they were cuckoo. Yes, the letter told me, and the card, too, sent from an unknown source, but they both assured me that I was right. They said, "Dear Margaret, we can't say who we are, but we are more than one, and you are right." And they gave me the little thumbs up. And a big eye and a head with an eye winking.
And you're trying to tell us...
But...
No.
All right, bud, we don't need you to...
No, wait a second. You're sitting there and trying to tell me and a general and everybody else too that a guy sends a card...
They said there was more than one.
Oh, yeah, sure. So what's this, some kind of clubhouse or the... Clubhouse of the Weird.
Clubhouse of the Weird.
How dare you mock the people that are my fans?
All right, wait.
So you got an anonymous card or a letter from somebody saying you're right. How do you know? Who were they?
I can assure you that I could tell from the handwriting that they were very serious people.
Then why didn't they identify who they were? What is this, some kind of a... What is he, an escaped convict or something? Doesn't want to be found? I bet you it was Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid, or anything.
I happen to know the Quaids. And they're very...
Wait. Come on.
Get off him, Margaret.
I'm not on him.
Get your hands around my neck.
I happen to know the Quaid, so watch what you're saying.
Well, do you really? Well, the fact is that the guy was in the news for being goofy. Was it from the Quaids?
No, it was not from the... What kind of a comment is that?
Well, who in the name of everything holy and everything that may be holy in the years to come was it from?
Oh, my God.
General, well, I'm getting sick of it.
I you know what? I'm not going to say now.
You don't know, Miss Gray.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. You said it was anonymous, right?
I found out.
Why, did they send you another postcard?
I'm going to kick
it. Come on.
Margaret.
I can assure you, the word, when you say that someone is cuckoo, that is clinical, and that, forget it.
Yeah. All right, on the program today, folks, we have Mark Henshaw, a Donald Trump supporter, and R.C. Collins, a Bernie Sanders supporter, and they're going to be debating... The recent issues they'll be debating the entire campaign. And what's interesting is that Mr. Henshaw almost did not appear on the show today because he said, "What's the point?" And we said, "Well, what do you mean?" He says, "What's the point? You know, Donald Trump is winning. He's kicking ass. I don't need to debate anybody." And I said, "Well, you know what the difference is?"
Oh, yeah, well, this is very smart. You got it on the basis of the general election.
Yeah, I said, this is going to be against a guy that represents Bernie Sanders, so it's not an inter-Republican Party debate. It'll be a debate across the party lines. That seemed to intrigue him.
So he will be here debating R.C. Collins.
Yeah, R.C. Collins. Well, they'll both be on the phone debating and rapping and doing the do and the funky chicken, too. Now, one other thing to tell you guys about, and then we'll we'll get into it. I suppose I should get into the,
Bob Bacon out of Bob Flu.
What? What did you just say?
He's trying to say it like bacon.
No, I'm not. I said Bob Bacon is up in the chopper right now, Phil.
All right, well, let's do Bob Bacon up there.
Phil, traffic.
There he is. Bob Bacon is in the traffic right now. Bob, how's it looking up there?
All right, Phil, thanks a lot. We got a 15 freeway down behind that, but what they being at. I'll tell you what, the tambour of Hatsham is sending the chicken tambour of Hatsham guy, and I got a half meal of Lopsided, and it's lopsided out there, too. Get out the 405 freeway, but I'll wait. And Andre the Giant Bane, they pay the pot crunch, and you can call the pot and get it back. Let's go down to Sky, boy.
All right, Bob, that's Harvey Fagan, and Harvey Fagan, I got signed. And I told you I saw him. Now, I found him again. Here he is. He's right there. I got him in my sight. I got him in my sight. Gonna write him a sniper and Lee Harvey Oswald. Let's go over now to Sky, baby. I'm the one who got that go-go. I'm the one who got that go-go. I'm the one who got that go-go.
My leg! Yeah! Oh! Yeah! Boy, Sky Baby, sweet tan!
Richter Cummings Plumbing. We've been in the San Bernardino area for 17 years at Richter Cummings.
Richter Cummings.
We fix your pipes. Richter Cummings in the San Bernardino area for the last 17 years. Whether you need stoppage, linkage, bleeding, or you just need to have a pipe refit and rerouted, Richter Cummings in the San Bernardino areas. We fix
Richter Cummings.
Your plumbing, and we do it at no extra charge. This month, Richter Cummings will charge you double if you apply for the free coupon that's in there. I'm making all of this up because they told me that there was a... No one told me about the promotion. We've got a coupon in the TV guide. No, we don't.
Richter Cummings.
Plumbing, that is. Go to Richter Cummings Plumbing in San Bernardino. 1521 15th Street. That's 1521 16th Street. That's 1521 14th Street in downtown San Bernardino. Richter Cummings.
Richter Cummings.
Ow.
Should I just settle forever? Yeah. Oh, I like this song. Oh, this is that kid, that Kurt Cobangs, right?
As good as it gets.
Kurt Cobain. No. Kurt Cobangs, this kid is... I like this song, Rich. Yeah, this is called Rich. I want to be rich.
That's pretty good.
I love this tune.
I want to be rich.
Woo!
Don't see nothing wrong with wanting more.
Like this. This kid, he wants to be rich, is it? Yeah. What's wrong with that?
That's be Donald Trump and everything.
I'm sick and tired of this bullshit. Got a full-time job, but a nigga still can't afford shit.
Whoa! Okay. All right, Kirko. Very, very good, bro. I said, brother, I mean that I don't mean that anyway.
Don't try to be down, Phil.
Anyway, welcome back to the program, world famous Phil Henry Show. And we do have with us, I'm very, very excited to have with us, Mark Henshaw. Mark is, he is a Donald Trump supporter. And you know Mark from many appearances, has been on the program. And we also have R.C. Collins, who is in the Chatsworth, California area, visiting here in Southern California. We had R.C.'s father was on with us last week. That was exciting. R.C., two shows in a row to have you on.
Well, it's pretty exciting, Mr. Henry, and I hope that I can be on many, many more.
And, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing real good, and I'm looking forward to having a debate here. Although, as I said to you, Mr. Trump doesn't need the help, and Mr. Trump is doing fine. And having a debate here with R.C., as you mentioned, Phil,
well, that's because I represent Bernie Sanders. I don't represent no Republican.
Yeah, I understand. You don't represent no Republican. And that's why I've agreed to have a debate with him, Mr. Henry.
I understand that. Well, I think the best way to start this debate is to each of you have an opening statement and then proceed. We'll start with R.C., his opening statement for Bernie Sanders, and then you, Mr. Henshaw.
Yeah, okay, that'll be fine with me.
All right, thanks a lot, Phil. And I hope the backdrop here, actually today, I'm at the Chatsworth High School Carnival, and I'm here with a bunch of alumnuses, and we're riding on the Ferris wheel and eating cotton candy and everything. And you want to know something? Nobody can stop me from doing that. Why? Because I live in America. And in America, you know, like the song goes, I want to be in America. La-di-di-dee. Well, that's how I feel about it, and that's the way it's going to be. Bernie Sanders is going to make sure that we're taken care of as a people, and when you hear me go, I want to be in America, you probably think I'm talking about Puerto Ricans. Well, no, I'm not. I'm talking about every swinging, well, I don't want to say. I'll do the Margaret Mumble.
No, you don't do the Margaret Mumble.
Why am I not allowed to, Mr. Henry?
Let's keep this debate clean.
Every swinging.
I told you no.
Sorry.
All right, Mr. Henshaw?
Yeah, you know, I want to tell you something right now. I don't need to have a debate. What I would propose this to you, R.C., you come at me with any issue, and I will fend you off, okay? Because right now...
Say that again.
Hold on. Right now, Donald Trump is the 800-pound gorilla. You got to get around him. You got to climb over top of him. And you got to try to have come over top of me and try to get over me and try to attack Donald Trump. I don't think you can do it. So I will simply fend you off as a not so much a monster of intellect. I'm just going to fend you off as a monster. You understand?
Well, no, I don't really understand.
Miss Henry, let's just, I propose you go ahead and give me a point, and I'll try to get by me with it. You will never get by me.
All right. Bernie Sanders believes that every American, that we ought to continue with a better version of Obamacare.
Yeah, yeah. No, no way. Yeah.
What is that?
What are you doing?
I'm just saying. That we're well past the debating stage. Mr. Trump has debated all this. Now, I'm just telling you, yeah.
What are you talking about? What are you, pretending you're some kind of a gorilla?
Am I pretending? Who's leading in the Republican Party? Who has the imagination fired the American people? Who is the man who right now is closing in on HRC, Hillary Crooked Clinton? It happens to be...
Don't you call her crook. Look at, you know something? You want to debate someone, debate me.
No, I'm sorry. I come on this program to debate you.
All right, I don't care. I'll do it any way you want to do it. Okay, and Bernie Sanders believes that he's not going to take no more Wall Street money.
Yeah! Yeah! Go ahead.
He's not taking Wall Street money?
Yeah! Yeah, see, you can't get around me.
What are you talking about, man? You sound like you're, you know... retard strong.
All right, no more of that. I will walk out, I swear to God.
See what we're dealing with here? You call me a retard.
You sound like you're, well...
Don't you dare.
Bernie Sanders is gonna disengage America from the military adventurism of the overseas.
And let me ask you, what are you doing?
Am I debating you, sir?
No, you're not, but you're answering my question. You're answering my question, or I go through the phone. What's it gonna be?
Go through the phone. Man, I'd love to see that.
Don't wait, wait. I'm asking you, what are you trying to do?
I told you, I'm no longer going to be debating these ideas because Mr. Trump has won all the debates. Now, it's just a matter of the power and the strength of the Trump campaign and me just going, yeah. You see what I'm saying, Mr. Henry?
No, I don't see what you're saying.
I'm telling you, it is an emotionally charged campaign. And this is our emotionally charged debating.
You saying this way that Donald Trump ought to debate?
I think it is, and I think it's the way that he will debate. If he's been reading my cards and letters, talk about getting postcards, Ms. Gray. Well, I've been sending out postcards and letters.
Were you the one that sent me the postcard or the letter?
Hey, wait a minute. I thought you knew who it came from.
Yeah, Margaret, you did. You said that.
Well,
Yes, I was. I'll go ahead and admit it. I did. Ms. Gray, using the word cuckoo is entirely proper.
Thank you very much. Even though you are a Donald Trump supporter, I appreciate that.
What are you talking about? This guy don't talk too good.
Man, I talk better than you. Woo! I talk way better than you. Go ahead, give me another issue.
Well, look, I don't see what this is proving, to be honest with you.
Come on, do it.
That's all right, Mr. Henry. I can handle it. Okay, and Bernie Sanders is going to have education free.
I debated that point.
You didn't do diddly shit, okay?
Oh, man. You allow that kind of language.
I would rather it not be on the air, no.
Well, you didn't. You didn't do diddly shit. And
I will hang up, Mr. Henry, if I have to listen to that.
Oh, look at this. I'm finally beating you in the debate.
That's not debating. That's using dirty words.
Well, it's apparently it's got you on your heels.
Yeah. So, Donald Trump, he's an ass.
Big deal.
Okay, Donald Trump is a dirty ass.
Wow. Ooh. Next.
So this is the debate you guys are having.
All right, look, I'm going to ask some questions here. Okay, I'm gonna be the guy that asks the questions.
What about the debate?
All right, this you can keep debating, but I'm gonna be the intermediary here. RC, you up for that?
Yeah, you can ask me anything you want, Mr. Henry, and I will be answering it.
All right, tell me about Bernie Sanders' views when it comes to gun control, RC.
Well, Senator Sanders is very much in favor of gun control. He believes in protecting gun rights. That's why he's not a typical liberal, and a typical liberal. Like they say what he is, and he believes in gun rights.
All right, now, Mr. Henshaw, Donald Trump's.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say, Mr. Mr. Trump has explained this.
So you're going to sit there and sound like an ape, is that it?
An ape? I sound more like a form. I'm like, have you seen that movie Jurassic Attack? Now, there's been a lot of...
Well, you get out of here with Jurassic Attack.
What has that got to do with anything?
There have been a lot of these dinosaur movies, and I'm just as offended by them as you are, believe me. But I'll tell you that when I listen to a dinosaur, when I watch them dinosaur movies, and I see that dinosaur just go, yeah! I gotta say, there's something about that big, ugly lizard man. Shit. He looks like family to me.
Yeah, I'll bet he does look like family. I bet if I saw your whole family, and they get up in the morning, they get out of their egg and go downstairs for breakfast.
What? All right,
What did you say to me? I'm not even sure you insulted me.
Yeah, well, it's for me to know and you to find out.
And by the way, this breakfast thing is getting old.
You started it.
Miss Henry, I'll answer one more question here. And...
All right, RC, what do you think about the Kasich-Cruz Alliance? And wouldn't you wish that you could have that for Bernie Sanders?
Well, I don't know much about the Kasich-Cruz Alliance. Frankly, I don't think it's going to do much good because Ted Cruz, he's just as odious and as corrupt as Donald Trump is. And
bad name is Donald Trump, if you don't mind.
Sorry, Donald Trump is, or Trump is. And John Kasich, well, that guy's nothing more than just a limp wiener. And
see what I'm saying?
Come on, now, knock it off, kid.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? You're right. I agree with the boy on that one.
All right, so what do you think about the alliance?
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah. Huh?
Is that supposed to scare people?
That is the Trump position right now. We're not debating anymore. We're just scaring people away from the front door, all right? I'm like the junkyard dog. If Donald Trump is the Doberman Pinscher, I'm the junkyard dog in front of the Doberman Pinscher's little doghouse there.
Yeah, you know what? You guys are so weird that you probably, at night, Mr. Trump tosses a few kibble bits, and you guys scramble for them, and then he pets you on the head, and then takes you once a month to the veterinarian to have your anal glands drained. I'm R.C. Collins.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you said that again. That kid is weird. You there, kid? Oh, he hung up.
Yeah, so...
I don't know. Yeah, he... Why want to have a debate?
Well, I can understand him leaving. If you wanted to have the debate, there is no debate.
Well, I'm sorry if I caused that, Ms. Henry. But I will not have Donald Trump have to repeat himself over and over again. He's won every debate.
So you think sitting there on the phone and going, rah, that's winning the debate.
Get him off, didn't it? Is he here? No. Am I here? Yes. Oh. Looks like I win and he loses. And I think Mr. Trump is a better man for it. And by the way, Rudy Giuliani, I forget the gentleman's name.
Rudy Giuliani? You don't even know the name of the former mayor of New York, huh?
I know his name. He endorsed Mr. Trump.
No, he didn't. He said he supports him. He said he can't endorse him because he's not part of the campaign.
Whatever. That's the only thing about this Giuliani, or whatever his name, that I don't like. He's so by the book. As far as the Trump-Kasich Alliance, or excuse me, the Cruz-Kasich Alliance goes, man, I've seen more formidable threats to the well-being of America wearing a chef's hat with a big spoon, weighing about 800 pounds, and with nothing but meatballs to throw. I'm Mark, what's my name?
Henshaw.
I'm Mark Henshaw. Well?
All right, well, thanks so much.
Oh, that kind of, so I let a fart go, huh?
Yeah, that one's lingering in the room, right.
You'll pay.
Whatever that means. Mark Henshaw.
Well, you know something? That guy is as nuts as Trump, and Trump is out of his mind.
I don't know. Mr. Trump is... is saying a lot of things that need to be said.
Like what, for instance? What's he saying that needs to be said?
Talk about how corrupt everything is and everything.
Well, look, bud, I mean, stuff may be corrupt, and I guess this is unfair. We're kind of ganging up on you, but Donald Trump, you know, it's the same complaint. This guy doesn't say anything.
Yeah, he is, and he's going to have a speech later this week, because I seen that girl, what's her name, Kellyanne Conugan, and...
Who's Kellyanne Conugan?
She's the little skinny blonde, right?
Yeah, and she was on...
Her name ain't Kellyanne Conugan. It's like
Kaylee Cobb.
Kaylee Cobb.
It ain't Kaylee Cobb. Let's just call her Kaylee.
All right, I seen that girl, Kaylee, and she goes, later this week, guess what, Mr. Trump? He's going to have a policy speech about stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah, big wow. So what? So he's finally going to tell people what he thinks, huh?
Yeah, but when he tells everybody what he thinks, it's going to be really cool and people are going to like it.
Yeah, okay, man. Well, good for you. And good luck, you know.
Yeah, you'll see.
I know. Look at Bud. Nobody's saying that Trump... I think Trump's got to be the Republican nominee. There's no question.
Well, my God, Phil, you know what that means for Hillary's chances?
Well, so far, this guy's negative numbers with Hispanics, with blacks, with women, with just about everybody, who, you know, when you include all voters, not just Republicans, this cat is, you know, he's not doing well. Now, I'm not saying he's not going to improve, because there's a lot of dumb people out there.
What are you talking about? Donald Trump voters are way smarter.
What do you mean, way smarter? Donald Trump voters are as dumb as the day is long. Boy, will you look at that Australian dream cream. There's Chuck Woolery, and look at the piece of ass.
Will you come on?
Excuse me, General.
I'm sorry.
So we'll be back, and we do have Jay Santos to talk about his experience as an Uber driver. This is a story that I read earlier. Miami doctor who berated Uber driver in viral video is fired. And Jay has a story to relate when he was driving for Uber.
What do you mean I'm driving for Uber?
You mean to tell me the big Citizens Auxiliary Police guy is driving for Uber?
We'll tell, you know, tell him, you know, he'll tell us, or you tell him.
He'll tell us.
Yeah, he'll tell us what he's talking about, what he's referring to. We come back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Also give you a little more of an update on what happened to me on Friday with the whole falling on my ass there and, you know.
Oh, big wow.
Said the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, El Pacifico, Southern California. Yeah, hey.
All right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is General Galen Shaw. Here is Phil Hendry to explain why he almost broke his ass last week and was not able to go to the Baked Comedy and Music show put on by Brendan Small and Steve Agee at the Hollywood Improv on Friday. Take it away, Phil.
All right. Thank you, General. Jesus, you have to put all of that in there.
Well, it's true.
So on Friday, I was out. I'm back, you know, I'm on my diet again because I want to get it back down to 210. And so this is calorie counting time.
Now, Phil, I have to say this for Phil. He is very dedicated. And the springtime seems to be the time.
Yes, Danny. Spring is in the air.
Yeah, well, so it is, Henry. You like to lose weight because spring is in the air and a young man's fancy turns to, you know, spanking it.
Spanking it.
Yeah, that's it. No, I want to get the weight off for summertime.
Yeah, so you're looking real good in that bathing suit out there, huh?
Well, I think Phil's a little past that looking real good stage.
Yeah, I'm done, Mr. Henry. All you gotta do...
All right, fine, I get it. So, do you want me to tell a story or not?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm out jogging, and, you know, you can burn off an extra 350, 400 calories a day just going out and doing a couple of miles around the perimeter here. So I was basically walking, but I was also doing a little running, and I came up behind a couple of women who were pushing a baby carriage, and it was right over here.
You want baby carriage?
Yeah, you sounded like you were gagging up.
Thank you. Who were pushing a baby carriage over here, right near the jetty. And as I was going, you know, as I was running up behind them...
Well, you got to explain what the jetty is.
No, I don't. The peopleness. Will you let me explain it?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jesus.
So I wanted to get around them. They were pushing a baby carriage. They were walking. So I kind of sped up and started to run. And as I went around the left side of this one lady, I kind of turned to look at them to say thank you. And that one moment where I took my eye off the road was the killer, because I looked and I said thank you. And I looked back, bang, my foot hit a rock that was in this berm, this median, you know, between the sidewalk and the street. And I was not even, you know, thinking of trying to stabilize myself. I knew that I was, you know, going to fall. So I just went ahead and broke my fall. I hit the deck and I hit my left shoulder.
Now that's the part of your neck that's bothering you. And the part of your whole neck, you messed that up.
Yeah, I'm saying you messed that up a long time ago.
Yeah, that my shoulder there is bad. So I hurt the shoulder. I went down. I hit my thigh, which got a bruise, and my knee. The other knee got bruised to the point where I had to go to the, you know, chiropractor, to the doctor, actually. And I just went in to see him. I didn't have to go to urgent care, which was lucky. He said, you know, to stay off it, ice it. He gave me some pain medicine. He, you know, gave me a little shot. And I was on my merry way.
Now, what did he give me a shot of?
I think it was, I don't know, some kind of a steroid. I forget what it was now.
A steroid?
Yeah, well, it helps with swelling. It's not the...
It's not the kind that's going to... This isn't the kind that's going to make you look like like Ape Man.
Yeah, it's not the kind to make you look like a gigantic, like the Incredible Gigantic Hulk.
Yeah, remember the Incredible Gigantic Hulk?
You mean the Incredible Hulk? Yes, I do.
No, I'm not going to look like that. So, long story short, I had to stay off the knee for a good 24 to 48 hours. Actually, he said 24 to 36 hours. And that's why we couldn't get out into L.A. on Saturday night. And, man, it hurt. And when I got up on Saturday, I didn't know I was that badly injured, but I looked and my left thigh was, like, just ballooned out. And
well, I saw it. I'll tell you, it was frightening. And I saw it. It staggered me. Phil said, oh, look, here's my thigh. Pulled his pants down.
No, I didn't.
Well, it looked like you did. Didn't you grab your pants and yank them down and bend over?
Jesus Christ.
No, I did not. I said, I was wearing a robe. I said, look.
Well, you opened your robe and showed me your front.
No, Mr. Henry.
No, I didn't.
Well, I don't remember, but your leg was absolutely, it looked grotesque beyond all words. And most likely you have a very bad bruise.
I got a bad bruise there. And I also had a scar, or not a scar, but a scratch down my face. Everybody's asked me, where'd you get the scratch? And it must have been when I fell down. I something on the ground, like a piece of ice plant or something, scraped across my face. So,
Dad, got a scar, man. Look like Scarface and everything.
Yeah, Henry, you looked real hardcore there for a couple of days.
Well, anyway, so that was the situation. You know, I got to tell you something, man. It's like this. There's nothing you can do. Getting older... First of all, let me just say this. When you get older, it doesn't mean you can't do anything. You know, you can still run. You're still kicking ass. Seriously, you can still lift. You can still... There's only one thing that I can't do that I could do when I was younger. I can't just go out and play a pickup game of basketball because it's just, you know, the moves just aren't there anymore. But you're not exactly infirmed, you know? So you're out running and you're doing your thing. But if you do, like, fall or you hit yourself or something like that, you tend to, like, stuff gets rattled around a lot more.
You better believe it, because, you know, the aches and the pains, they stay with you longer. And go out and play a pickup game of basketball. Give me a break.
No, there's no way, man. And I used to play basketball with my kids, and there was a really interesting period there when I was with some friends of mine, and they had their sons out there, and they were playing hoops. And it was when we were all, maybe it's a few years ago, and the guys, the kids were, like, let's say... 11 or 12.
Dad, just little kids.
Well, pretty much little kids. And the dads are kicking their asses. Within 6 months, those guys went from being 11, 12 to 12, 13, 14, and they turned around and kicked their dads' asses. And I literally saw both basketball games.
What'd they do? Like, probably because the guys can't run as fast and stuff?
Well, that's just it. I mean, the kids got to that age of like 14, their moves are, everything's faster, and everything is more accurate, and their endurance is better.
Well, that's the whole thing, Phil. You're not in your 20s, so you're not going to go out there and be, who's the man, Bart Favre, right?
Yeah, Bart, no, Brett Starr, or whatever.
No, it's Bart Favre.
It's Brett Favre, and he doesn't even play anymore. How about Tom Brady?
That's right, Tom Brady, or the other one. Who was the other one now? The other one.
Cam Newton.
Yes, the Cam Newton. All right, you can't be the Cam Newton.
You can just call him Cam. You don't have to call the Cam.
Well, all I'm saying...
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, I know that, man. I know it. You know, I got it. 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 All right.
Jesus.
Yeah. Okay, Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is going to join us on our Newsmaker line. As a matter of fact, he's got a story to tell, which is quite interesting. And Jay is was an Uber driver for a while, Jay?
Well, Phil, you know, it's kind of an interesting story. I did drive Uber for about, I'd say 2 weeks. And when you were talking about that doctor in Miami, I immediately flashed back. I flashed back, right, excuse me for a bit of film right now. I'm driving with, I've got my son in a car, and we're also on Citizens Auxiliary Police Patrol. So I got to drop my son off at school, and I got Subcommander Gleason. Are you looking at
him?
This is the time of year where we do see an awful lot of young ladies coming out of stores with bags of clothing. We do try to check and see if there's a bikini bottom in there. It's too tight.
Good, dude.
That's what we're going to do, son.
You got your son with you? Why don't you drop your son off at school before you start doing that?
Ms. Gray, I think I know my son. I think I got it under control. But the story, you mind if I read this while I'm driving?
Yes, I do. Well, you'll read it while you're driving?
I can do both.
No, you can't. I'll read it. A pint-sized Miami medical professional who infamously lost it on an Uber driver has now lost her job. Her name is Dr. Anjali Ramkissoon, and she has been...
It was called, what you figure that is, Thailandish?
What do you mean Thailandish?
She's Thailandese, or...
It's called Thai.
It's called what?
Thai.
Thai, a yellow ribbon.
Shut up, Dad.
I joke, Mr. Henry.
Oh, man, you know something, Henry? If you don't do something about him, I will.
What's that supposed to mean?
Wait. Just relax. He's just trying to be funny.
Come on, God. Get a rest, will you? You know, you say she's Thai, I say tie that yellow tie, you know?
All right, Jay, no more of the racist stuff, okay?
Oh, come on, man.
You know, Mr. Sanis, no wonder you get into all kinds of problems.
I don't get into any problems. I'm trying to protect America and save lives. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. You keep swallowing those L's. The only life you won't be able to save is your own when you swallow your own tongue. I'm General Galen Shaw. Suck it.
Yay! Yay!
Yeah, okay. Fine for you, Shay.
All right, everybody knock it off because I want to ask this question. All right, before I do, the story is that she was terminated by Jackson Healthcare System, where she served as a resident doctor, according to a spokesman. She's entitled to an appeal process, said a two-sentence statement. She was publicly shamed after video of her drunkenly berating an Uber driver went viral in January. Now, I don't remember this one. I remember the one from L.A. and that one guy.
Well, there was a man that went viral. I didn't see her.
Well, this went viral on video, I guess. The fourth-year neurology resident had hopped in the ride that had been hailed by someone else. You don't know who you're effing messing with, she yelled at the Uber driver, later identified as Igor Belik. Let's see. So it was considered verbal and physical abuse. She was tossing things out of his car. She kneed him in the groin. She was yelling at him to drive her home. Get in the effing car. Get the F in this car, you effing piece of S, she screamed in the 5-minute clip. I've lost my mind, she yelled at a gawking passerby. The infamous incident racked up nearly 7 million views on YouTube and sidelined Ramkissoon from her job.
Exactly, Mr. Henry. And let me tell you something. If I had been that Uber driver, I would have immediately restrained her, and that means that there would have been a 3-step takedown. And
What is this 3-step takedown?
That is, as Subcommander Gleason.
The thing you do is, you kneel behind the person, okay? Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he comes up in front of her and pushes her over me after I've kneeled down and she falls down.
Well, that's about as childish and asinine thing as I've ever heard.
Yeah, probably hurt somebody, too.
Well, no, you don't hurt... Thanks very much, Randy. No, you don't hurt nobody. But I would restrain her. Now, I do have tape. As you know, Mr. Henry, we tape all of the incidents and all of our confrontations... Hold on for just a minute. You see him?
Yeah, I see him.
Hold on. Hey, young lady. Hi, Citizens Auxiliary Police. I'm Jay Sanis of Citizens Auxiliary Police. Yeah. What do you got in the bag? What do you got in the bag? Forget it. All right.
So, Sanis, let me ask you something. You ask people, then they tell you to pound it sideways, and you keep going.
No.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like you've been doing lately, because I think you've gotten into serious trouble not getting people's permission and generally harassing people.
No, it's not true, Mr. Henry, okay?
Well, then why are you doing that?
I'm saying because it's not worth it, because she didn't have that much in her bag to begin with. She just had a small bag. It was a little teeny bag, and if she did have a teeny bikini bomb, you know...
A teeny bikini what?
If she had a teeny bikini bomb...
A teeny bikini bomb?
You are a real... You know, if it wasn't for the fact you're a veteran, I would say you're a real ass on a... You're ass wax, you know, and...
You know, Santos, I may just find you tonight and leave you where I find you with the ignition still on, the car running, and a brick on the accelerator.
Hey! Woo! All right there, that's a threat. I'll take it as a threat.
You take it any way you want. All right. Now, tell me about this. You have some tape, right?
We do. And here I am. This is back in February. This is down at the Del Amo Shopping Plaza. And I have an individual in my car.
What?
Where are you going, sir?
Huh?
Where are you going?
Take me up there. And do it now, you fucking moron.
What'd you call me?
Called you a fucking moron with your pith helmet. Now, take me up.
I'll take you right over here to psychiatric center if you want.
Yeah, you take me to psych. I'll take you psychiatric.
You call me that.
Call you that? How much you charging me for this piece of shit ride?
You know, you can kiss my ass.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that hurts.
Get in the car. Fuck you.
All right, you heard it, Phil. You heard it. You know, read it and wait. Read it and wait.
Well, that doesn't tell us anything.
You heard the guy call me an effing piece of...
I heard some language, yes, but we don't know how it started.
All right, roll it back, Randy, roll it back. We have a production... Hold on for a minute, hold on. Wait. Look at this.
Yeah.
Hey, hi, excuse me. How you doing? Yeah, I'm Jay Santos. This is all report. What are you laughing at?
The what?
At my pith helmet? Yeah, well, we're Citizens Auxiliary Police, so I need to see what's in your bag. I gotta see if you have anything skimpy. You got any panties? Well, I shouldn't say. Got any panties in there? Forget it. Fuck it.
No.
All right, Phil. So
you're asking her, does she have any panties? Of course she's going to tell you to F off.
Hey, Mr. Henry, if I really wanted to pull her over...
I'd love to see you do that.
If I wanted to, I could. So don't worry about it. All right, here's the beginning of that recording. It's pith helmet.
Yeah?
It's pith helmet. I wear that for my other job as a Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Is that a joke?
Why is that a joke?
Well, you look like kind of a joke. You got an armband or something? I don't know what it is. Where do you want to go tonight? Where do I want to go tonight? I want to go over here to Blackford.
That's a black area.
So?
You're white.
So what?
You want to go over there?
What, are you afraid?
No, I'm not afraid. I'm just saying. Are you sure? It's safe?
My friends are over there. I'm a musician.
You're a musician? What, jazz or some deal?
Yeah, jazz. What's it to you? Take me over. Are you taking me or not?
I will, but it's going to cost extra if we go in the black area.
You know what? Let me out, man. I
cannot let you out until you...
Until I what?
I don't know. I got to think of something.
But you fucking... Hey! You can't do that, man!
All right, so you clearly heard there, Phil, how that man, you know, demanded that I let him out.
Yeah, I heard that, and I heard you not let him out.
Because why? Because I'm trying to save him from going in the black area.
What does that mean, you racist?
Yeah, listen, Dave, you're a racist piece of turd, you know that?
Oh, wow. I've been out in California. No one's ever called me that.
You sound like it. You sound like you won't take the guy into the black area.
Because it's dangerous on account of the white. Not saying that black people are bad. Will they get me?
Come on, dude, let me go.
Oh, now my son's crying. Thanks a lot. Hold on. Wait.
Hey, Jay, that was pure racism.
Wait. Hold on. Hi, how you doing? Have you... she threw a turd. Oh!
Who is it?
Who is that?
That girl. We rounded the block and I went back. Oh, man.
Let me out, Dad.
I got to drop my son off. Oh, you got turd all over you, son.
Well, there you go, Jay.
All right, let me play this tape that I got.
No, I don't want to hear any more of your tapes, okay?
Well, that guy's... Oh, Jesus. I got two all of them. I got shit. God damn, we got shitted.
All right, Jay, thank you very much. Number one, you got no business driving for Uber. Number two, you better disband the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Number three, get a bath.
I'm not going to let some girl throw turd on me.
Well, what do you mean she threw turd on you? She pick up a piece of dog shit?
It looks like dog shit, yeah. Ah, damn.
You know something, Phil? I don't know why I show up here for these things.
Hey, Margaret, you want to be part of the show?
Yes, but it is as juvenile as can be today. And this man...
Wait, hold on, friend. Hey, you threw a turd at me.
So what?
You threw a turd at me. Why don't you arrest her? Hey, it's no business of yours, man. Huh? No business of yours. Yeah, you threw a turd... Never mind. Come on. Oh, real funny. Yeah.
Hey, Jay, you've gone by three women tonight, and all of you go, oh, never mind.
Not three, two. I went by that one twice. So you did hear the tape, Phil.
I heard you say you wouldn't take a guy into the black section because it's black and it's dangerous. And then he said, okay, then drop me off, and you wouldn't drop him off. And then I heard a lot of stuff. You do not come off sounding good at all. You sound like this guy, he's got a case against you.
I sound like he's got a case against... You don't even make no sense, Mr. Henry.
Phil is saying you got no case, Jay.
I'm like that Uber driver in Miami.
No, you're not, man. You had a guy who had a reasonable request.
Yeah, and he's making fun of my pith helmet.
Yeah, in fact, if I didn't know you, I'd be making fun of your pith helmet.
God, you hear yourself, Mr. Henry? You're going, yeah, that's what it sounded like to me. Does it sound like Gleason?
Yeah, it did.
See?
Oh, well, it's just fantastic.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Phil. Okay?
Are you going to hassle somebody else?
Wait. Hold on. Hey. I'm not going to a place. That turd you threw at me? Was that dog shit? I need to know on account it could be infectious. It could be. I got nothing wrong with my mouth. Was that dog shit? Hey, was that dog shit? Forget it. All right.
Jay Sano, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
You know what, Henry? I think it's time for you to cut ties with that guy. He's as goofy as three coats of paint.
Well, that is the truth. And again, I don't think it speaks well for you. I don't think it speaks well for the program. I don't think it speaks well.
Yeah, okay, it doesn't speak well. So anyway.
Well, I'm just saying, Phil.
Yeah, but I mean, if he did get hassled...
Oh, he didn't get hassled. Let me tell you something. These Uber drivers are taking a lot of shit, though. Jay didn't take any. This guy in Miami, this one dude in L.A., this gives a bad name to the company in a lot of ways. Because I'm not saying the driver did a bad thing, although that one driver up there in wherever that was. Remember that dude that was killing all those people?
Yeah.
But these drunken people, man, and I think if you're an Uber driver... And a lot of you guys got this down better than me. You got mace or you got some kind of spray. You got like pepper spray. And make sure you got a camera. Get a dash cam, man. All you guys get dash cams. That dude didn't have one. It just so happened.
Well, yes, that looked like it was video taken from the street.
Yeah, it was taken from the street. And then there she is apologizing.
Let me tell you something about apologies, my fine feathered friend. When a guy gets caught dead to rights and he's got a camera right up his ass and it's recorded every single detail of this guy's unacceptable behavior, and then he turns around and apologizes, I wouldn't believe that guy, if I could spit into a hurricane. You know?
What?
You know what I mean.
No, I know what the general's trying to say, and you're right, General. You're absolutely right. On May the 6th, it's Phil Henry and Friends at the Hollywood Improv. It'll be a blast. It's a Friday night. My good friend, the big man, Big D.
Mr. Olin's going to come out.
Yeah, Big Don Olander and his wife Pam will be there. And I'm sure Lauren will be there. And a lot of our hardcore friends will be there. So I hope you'll join us if you're in the LA area. That's on May the 6th. That's at the Hollywood Improv for Phil Henry and Friends. Also, share a podcast of ours with your friends and family and also on social media. Head over to iTunes and give us a rating and a review. And if you'd like to know what else is happening on the show, join our email list. It's on our homepage, so you can just... put your name and address down there. We'll send you updates on the show, and you can visit our YouTube channel. We'd really, surely, most surely, groovily appreciate all that, man. So there it is.
Well, there's all the damage you did today, but we're back in formation, as it were.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back tomorrow night with the rest of our equipment. So we had a little equipment malfunction there, and then I had a malfunction.
Phil had a malfunction. He had a leg malfunction and...
He had a brain malfunction.
Hey! Watch it.
Right. World famous Phil Henry show here.
Now it's executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Excuse me. How you doing? See what's in a bag? Okay, see what's in your bag? I'm a Citizens Auxiliary Police. Well, you got a bikini or you got, have you got any kind of a tiny, little tiny panties in there? Oh, you know what? Forget it, man. Forget it. Forget it. Nah, forget it.